This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. A long time ago, so long ago that light bulbs hadn't been invented, a boy and his mother were making candles. Oh, the air was warm around them from the big pot of melted beeswax. Ezra carefully dipped his candle into the beeswax and said, "Ema, how come we have to make so many candles?" "Because Hanukkah is coming." "I know, but candles take so long to make. Dip and cool, dip and cool, dip and cool. We'll be making candles forever. Can't we just celebrate Hanukkah some other way?" "Oh, it does take a long time, but these candles are important." "Why?" "I will tell you the story while we dip the candles." "Okay." "A long, long time ago, our people lived in a land called Judea. We had a beautiful temple with a golden menorah that always stayed lit. You remember what a menorah is?"
"Yeah, where you put the candles. It stayed lit, even in the daytime?"
"Yes, because this menorah represented God's presence with us, both in dark times and in the light. Then, one day, a fierce and powerful king came and took away our temple and burned our sacred books. One brave family, the Maccabees, they hid in the hills, and they wanted the temple back. They wanted freedom to worship God. They said, 'Even though we are small in numbers, we will fight this king.' And they won. But when they returned to the temple, our golden menorah was gone. Well, they made another menorah, and then they searched for the pure oil that they needed to light it. They searched and searched and searched until at last they found a tiny jar of pure oil, sealed and safe. But it was only enough to last for just one night. They lit the menorah anyway. And that is when a miracle happened. That little flame kept burning. One night, two nights, three nights, four nights, five nights, six nights, seven nights, eight nights. It was just enough time for them to make new oil so the menorah would always shine bright.
"Oh, our Hanukkah, our special candle holder that we use for Hanukkah, is like the menorah in the temple, but we don't use oil."
"No, it is a special oil and very hard to get, so we use candles instead."
"And that is why we light 8 candles on our Hanukkah.
Yes, we add 1 candle every night for the 8 nights the golden menorah burned.
But Ima, we are making way more than 8 candles.
Well, we need the helper candle that lights the rest. Do you remember its name?
Yes, Shamash.
And we want each candle, including the Shamash, to shine its light until it burns all the way down each night.
Oh, I didn't remember that. So we have to have new candles every night?
That's right. We actually need 44 candles.
Oh, that's a lot of candles, Ima.
It is. And this year, we are making 88 candles.
What? How come?
Ezra, would you like to be brave like the Maccabees?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, there is a family that doesn't have enough money this year to make their Hanukkah candles. So we will make their candles for them. Then, on the first night of Hanukkah, you and I can put the candles on their doorstep, knock on the door, and hide so that they won't know that it was us.
Oh, well, that sounds fun. I can do that.
I thought you could. And when you do, you will be a part of a miracle.
A miracle?
Yes, Ezra. Anytime you can make someone's world a little brighter by sharing your light, it is a miracle. Ezra dipped a candle and let it cool, then dipped it again.
Well, then I want to make 1,000 candles, Ima. I want the whole world to be brighter.
Oh, that is a lot of candles, Ezra.
I know, but then everyone will see God's presence is with us.
Do you think Ezra made 1,000 candles? That's a lot of candles, isn't it? Today, Jewish people don't have to make their own candles. They can buy them in the store to celebrate Hanukkah. And even if you don't celebrate Hanukkah, you can enjoy the story of this Jewish tradition with a spirit of friendship and curiosity. And you can join with our Jewish friends in celebrating courage, kindness, and the light we all share. Let's paint a picture in our minds of a Hanukkah. It looks a little like a tree with one trunk and 9 branches coming up from the center. All of those branches come out in a straight horizontal line. Can you paint a picture in your mind of 9 branches coming up in a long, straight, horizontal line? 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, we have to stop and wait, because this one in the center is special. It is taller than all the other branches because it holds the Shamash, the helper candle, that lights the rest of the candles. Paint that one in your mind. Good. Now we'll paint the last 4 branches. 5, 6, 7, 8. With our special middle branch, we have 9 branches in all. Each branch ends in a cup that can hold a candle. Can you paint a little cup at the top of each branch in your mind? Oh, that's so good. Now, can you imagine putting the candles in? Now, this is very special. Instead of doing the candles from left to right, we will start putting them in from the right side of the Hanukkah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and we hold the shamash. Now we can light the shamash and light the candles from left to right, one at a time. With each candle, that light gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Oh, it's such a nice, soft light. It fills the room with peace and calm. Let's wrap our arms around ourselves in a nice, warm hug. Now, let's take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In and out. In and out. In and out. And now it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, anytime we reach out to others in a spirit of friendship, the world becomes a brighter place. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Good night.